from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Reaction to the Supreme Court decisions on President Trump's tax returns predictably fell along party lines. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's gratified that the court did not state the president is above congressional oversight.
The victory is for the Constitution of the United States. The process will take longer, but that's not what what was truly important here.
While House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says President Trump has given Manhattan prosecutors what they should need.
I've watched President Trump abide by all the requests that someone has for financial disclosure, which are much more thorough than any tax returns. It seems to me the New York district attorney and others that have tried for it seems much more political than anything else.
Top Pentagon leaders told Congress on Thursday that reports of Russia offering Taliban militants bounties for killing Americans were not corroborated by defense intelligence agencies, but said they are looking into it. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley says the U.S. would respond if there's proof Russia directed militants to attack American troops in Afghanistan.
I'm an outraged general, just like every one of us in uniform is. If, in fact, there's bounties directed by the government of Russia or any of their institutions to kill American soldiers, that's a big deal. That's a real big deal. We don't have that level of fidelity yet. We're still looking.
A Minnesota judge has imposed a gag order on attorneys in the trial of four former Minneapolis police officers charged in the death of George Floyd. Hennepin County Judge Peter Cahill issued his order today, the day after the judge said two or more attorneys granted interviews or talked to the news media. The judge said in his order that continuing pretrial publicity in the case would increase the risk of tainting the potential jury pool and will impair all parties' rights to a fair trial. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411 and we'll send you a link to our free demo. Text money to 411-411 so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the word money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
As we are staying home more and more, isn't it time to take care of some of those projects that you've been putting off? At Carpets & More, we have 4 decades of home remodeling experience. We can expertly handle any type of flooring, cabinetry, countertops, window coverings, virtually anything. And best of all, on approved credit, we have no interest financing. No interest. Come see us at 4580 West Tico or call us at 450-MORE. That's 450-M-O-R-E or carpetsandmore.com. Let's get those home projects done.
Less is more. This is true of the 2020 Range Rover Evoque. With dramatic styling and unparalleled capability, the Range Rover Evoque offers much more than you would expect from a compact SUV. And with 0% interest currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, it's never been a better value. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
It's 4:04. This is a KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. State legislators are in Carson City for a special session. Their focus? Close a more than $1.2 billion budget shortfall caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Governor Sisolak has a list of 8 items which need to be addressed, which include budget cuts to the state's general fund and shifting money from various state accounts to the state's general fund. The governor's proposed plan includes cuts which total some $550 million. Day one yesterday involved questions about Governor Sisolak's proposed budget cuts as the state lawmakers get their first chance to ask department heads about those cuts and their impacts. Nevada gaming regulators have approved El Dorado Resort's $17 billion deal to buy Caesars Entertainment. The Nevada Gaming Commission unanimously approved the deal yesterday, clearing the way to create the world's largest casino operation. The Global Gaming Expo has canceled its 2020 Las Vegas show. The expo was scheduled to take place in October, but has now been moved to October of next year. Last year's convention brought in some 30,000 experts. Also, the National Hardware Show has canceled its September convention. The convention was originally scheduled this past May, but moved it to September. Now the September show has been canceled.
KCQ On Time Traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
No major setbacks as you work your way through the spaghetti bowl there on the 515 eastward towards Henderson and westward towards Summerlin on the 95. You're pretty much up to freeway speeds there on the Beltway 2. The one exception, you'll tap the brakes there westbound 215 at Green Valley.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media.
Listen
up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Hour number two of our Thursday edition on AM 670 KMZQ. A brand new home. We've been here a little over a month, and I'm having so much fun. In fact, believe it or not, yesterday was the one-month anniversary, and hopefully the first of many, many, many months. Big news today as Nevada Policy Research Institute filed a lawsuit here in Clark County District Court against 9 state and local government employees who are currently serving as state legislators. What is so wrong about it? Let's find out, because Craig Mueller joins us from Mueller & Associates, kind of our go-to guy when it comes to the law. You've been a part of these kind of suits before. First of all, what is wrong with what these 9 state or local employees, what is wrong with what they're doing?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you going right to the heart of the matter, Kevin. No pleasantries. Good to see you.
No, hi, how you doing? Let's get to it.
How you doing? Not can I buy you a drink? Just let's get right to the heart of the matter here.
So
the
what is it?
So
what is it then that is wrong with what these 9 individuals are doing?
Separation of powers. Anybody who's had social studies knows that there are 3 branches of government. The executive branch enforces, the legislative branch creates, and the judiciary disputes and resolves disputes and interprets the law. Now, the state constitution is actually very, very clear. No person can serve in 2 branches of the government at the same time. In fact, the Nevada constitution is even more unambiguous. It says nobody can even assume duties in 2 branches of the government at the same time. So you can't even whitewash it. You can't pretend that you're not really doing executive functions. If you're in a legislature, it cannot be assumed duties. So the Nevada Constitution is very, very clear. Now, to understand what these people are doing is they're basically taking tax dollars, working for government agencies, then going up and passing bills, including their budgets, for the agencies they work at. Anybody who's been a democracy for any period of time should be and is rightfully deeply offended by this. My only complaint here is that I didn't get a chance to file my lawsuit before they beat me to the punch. I've actually got this thing drafted and sitting on my desk as well. We were going to do the exact same thing. Now, there's a similar concept that everyone should know, the concept of home rule. Now, in Nevada, we have 17 counties. We have 2 or 3 major cities. We have a half dozen smaller cities. We got a dozen towns. How many governments are there in Nevada? And the answer is 1. Nevada is the sovereign. There is only one government in the whole state. Every government agency in Nevada is part of the government of the state of Nevada. It can be created or abolished by a simple bill in the Nevada legislature. That's from the Jackpot Justice Court up in the Idaho border down to Laughlin Television Board. Everything in Nevada is created by the legislature, and the legislature can abolish it. There's only one government. People don't seem to understand that. It's called Shelley's Rule. The government, the local governments, can only do what the legislature allows them to do. There is no bankrupting. A while back, North Las Vegas got itself overextended, as you may recall. They built a sewage treatment plant, and then in 2008, the bottom dropped out of the economy. Like, I've never heard that before. And they were having trouble with the debt service. They were talking about bankrupting North Las Vegas. No, you can't. It's not North Las Vegas. It's not a sovereign government. It is a division of the state of Nevada. And what happens in Nevada is the governor appoints a receiver who shows up like a bankruptcy trustee and can abolish contracts and cut personnel and expenses until the books are back in balance. So Nevada only has one government. So what? And that's important to know because for the next shoe here. A while back in the 70s, someone decided, well, you can't work for the state of government and be in the you can be in the legislature because you work for a local government. Well, that's not right because there is no local government. It's all the state of Nevada. So it's actually very, very clear. There is zero doubt about how this lawsuit will come out, and we will finally get people out of the government who represent the government and are in there voting for their own paychecks. I'm very excited about this.
But Craig, this has been going on. How has this continued to go on year after year after year?
Sir, you got to require two things. You got to have someone actually read the state constitution, cares enough to raise the money to challenge it legally. And I do a ton of pro bono work or very low profit work or work at cost. But even then, there's just only so much effort a lawyer can put into a case if he's not paying his bills. So the reality is there's many things in the Nevada State Constitution that are not really followed particularly closely. For example, the state, I'll give you two or three examples. These are all bills, all lawsuits that could be filed that will win. The state constitution, state of Nevada, mandates public education. Clark County just voted only 2 days a week. Well, guess what? Somebody went into court. Guess what's going to happen? The government's going to lose and they're going to have to go back to 5 days a week because the state constitution mandates public schools. Number two, the education or the all fines and fees and assessments from the criminal system in the state of Nevada are supposed to go to the state education fund. Guess what happens? All the municipalities keep their money in violation of the state constitution. Our state constitution says government cannot own a business or loan its good name and credit to business. Guess what the biggest business in the state is? And the Convention and Visitors Authority, owned by the government, violation of the state constitution. It goes on and on. There's at least 6-8, off the top of my head, things that are not being followed by the state constitution. And as we become bigger and more sophisticated, hopefully we'll start getting a little more, have a little better fidelity to our state constitution.
So what happens if NPRI is successful, even with an amicus brief from you and others? What happens then? Are these members of the legislature booted out of the legislature, or is it a matter of they'd have to quit their day job?
They will have to decide if they're going to be in the executive branch or legislative branch. And the judges will probably, the Nevada Supreme Court will probably what we call put some judicial gloss to it. They will probably add a provision that says you can't go up, quit your government job on day one, start your legislature day two. The day legislature ends day 99 and day 100, you're back working for your government agency. You will probably, I expect, in a decision that will say something like, if you are elected to the legislature, you may not return to the executive branch of any sort until the expiration of that term, whether you resign or not.
And there are no waivers? Because, I mean, you've got some big people. Senate Majority Leader Nicole Cannizzaro is also a Clark County deputy. I mean,
I see her in the court on a regular basis, and I say things to her, and she says mean things to me. I mean, yes, she's violating law, and she's violating law because she's a Democrat, and that's what they do. They don't care. There's one set of rules for you and me, and there's one set for the elected officials.
I'm curious what the procedure. This has been filed in Clark County District Court. How quickly could it get to the state Supreme Court?
Depends. Judicial challenges, like constitutional challenges, are supposed to be put at the top of the docket. It depends on how aggressive the lawyers on behalf of the Nevada Public Policy Institute are and how much money they want to spend. What they could do is they could ask for injunctive relief. But we're in middle of July, and the election's not till November 2nd. So what they're doing, and I've not talked with these guys. I know who they are. I like them. You know, I'm obviously a kindred political soul, so I understand who they are. But I've not, you know, discussed strategy with these guys. I suspect what they're going to do is they're filing this right now at the close of the primary season, so everyone's on notice. So, Your Honor, we serve this lawsuit a week after the primaries. You know, these people have to choose. Are they going to be professional legislators, or are they going to be professional executive branch employees? Cannot be both. It's as old as the Bible, and this idea is taken from the Bible. Specifically, no man can serve two masters, and you're either going to be a legislator and you make the law, or you're going to be a executive branch and enforce a law, but you're not going to do both. And it's just the nature of our division of power. This is kind of the flower of Western democracy. This is a very core idea about how we govern ourselves.
And is the language in our Constitution at all ambiguous, or is it pretty straightforward?
In other circumstances, no means no, which no means no. This is not debatable. There's not anybody with a straight face. Now, there has been several challenges in the past on individuals, and every individual, when challenged, has resigned prior to getting a court decision. So this will be the first time that it has been challenged writ large. And that's, I say this with some professional envy. I wish I'd gotten my complaint on file, because I was going to do the same thing. But the answer is they beat me to the box. What I suspect they'll do is most people will read the Constitution. It's not ambiguous, because it doesn't even say, it's not even the title of the job that matters. No person shall assume duties in two branches of the government at the same time. Assume duties. That's it. You can't even assume duties. So you literally, if you want to take it to its literal interpretation, you can't call the district attorney's office from your legislative office to check on a case. You're assuming duties in two different branches of the government. You're not allowed.
And yet that probably goes on each and every day. What about the people who are doing it? Nicole Cannizzaro is not stupid. She's
No, she's very capable. She's very capable. And I don't want to take anything away from her.
So she assumes office knowing she is violating the Constitution. Should anything happen to people like that?
In this instance, strictly speaking, no, because it is a matter of interpretation. Now, I have the advantage of having been here for a while. Now, this was based on, you know, something in the early 70s where, you know, we were having people even getting trouble getting people to serve in the legislature, okay? So you had some school teachers who were interested, you know, and Nevada even 15 years ago was a very different place than it is now. We all had a kind of a general agreement as a, you know, kind of a libertarian small state. But as we all know, it's become significantly more like California here in the last 5 or 10 years, and we have a group of people who don't see things the way us old-timers used to see them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and what happens when you get two groups of people who don't agree, you got to follow the law. That's what law is originally there for.
And that's why we have people like Craig Mueller on this show from Mueller & Associates. More from Craig Mueller coming up in just a couple of minutes. You want to obviously be a part of the show, you're always welcome to do so. But we'll get back to Craig Mueller in just a minute, talking about how we get our streets back, how we end the chaos in our streets, law and order. We're going to talk about that with Craig Mueller coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On
on air, online, or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Uh-oh. Embarrassed about your ugly fungal-infected feet? You bet you are. And you have been buying those rotten antifungal products. See, nothing happens. They just sit there and don't work.
Of course they don't. But a new breakthrough discovery is now being marketed as Bye Bye Fungus. And it is the answer to your problems. Bye Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by dermatologists to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus is budget-friendly, painless, has no hideous side effects, and it's as easy to apply as nail polish. But above all else, it's effective. So effective, it's patented. Call 1-800-258-3635 and ask us for Bye Bye Fungus. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say Bye Bye Fungus, hello sandals.
Optimized performance and capability and contemporary looks. This perfectly describes the 2020 Range Rover Velar. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and with 0% interest financing currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, now is the right time to own yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us on this Thursday on AM 670 KMZQ. Kevin Wall with you until 6 o'clock. We are still trying to figure out if these people are actually serious and they really do want to defund the police. Craig Mueller joining us from Mueller & Associates. And Craig, I want you to hear this latest ad from the president's reelect campaign. I thought it was brilliant. We were talking with Ken Blackwell, the former Secretary of State of Ohio. He was there when they were field testing the ad set, and it scored very, very high. I want you to hear this is the president on defunding the police.
You have reached the 911 police emergency line. Due to defunding of the police department, we're sorry, but no one is here to take your call. If you're calling to report a rape, please press 1. To report a murder, press 2. To report a home invasion, press 3. For all other crimes, leave your name and number, and someone will get back to you. Our estimated wait time is currently 5 days. Goodbye.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Craig Mueller, you're a student of the media. What do you think? I thought that was an incredibly powerful ad that will resonate with a lot of voters.
That strikes me as the shades of Richard Nixon. He used to have the same sort of approach to things. It's very powerful. It certainly looks like it will carry the day with a certain percentage of the voters. I don't know that defunding the police is going to be a winning argument for the Democrats. All of the places that have attacked the police departments have seen an immediate and pretty dramatic spike in violent crime. The police are absolutely an essential leading element of our society in law enforcement. We should do everything in our power to make sure we train and qualify as many police officers as we can.
My question is, how do we do this? How do we reform the police without destroying the police? It's almost like chemotherapy where it kills everything inside, including some of the good stuff that you got. How do we do this?
Well, there's a couple things. I grew up in Las Vegas, but I was trained in the law in Baltimore. And when I got off my shift from active duty in 1987, I had the pleasure of going to law school with a number of near-retirement Vietnam veteran guys. And in Baltimore and Baltimore County, they had basically half the force had college degrees. This management, the senior officers, frequently had advanced degrees, and many of the very senior officers in the police department actually had law degrees. I went to law school with several guys who were punching their tickets on behalf of the law enforcement. So, a couple things. My suggestion, supporting law enforcement to its absolute, to the hilt, would be that we step up training. Now, you can't give a 27-year-old 15 or 20 years life experience. You just can't do it. So you're going to have younger men on the streets. Younger men get experience, and sometimes younger men make mistakes. And I'm going to say generically men. I know many very good officers are female. But generically, young people tend to make mistakes. We can minimize that by having more experienced officers on the street and giving them the guidance. And we can minimize their problems by giving them much better training. The other thing that I am very sympathetic to the police officers, I don't have the temperament to be a police officer. I've done ride-alongs. I've seen what they do. I would be arrested within a week or two. Somebody would mouth off to me, and I'd lose my temper, and that would be the end of it. So, but having said that, one of the things that the police union has done is done us a great disservice. That's a high-burnout job. Show up with idealism, youth, energy, and sometimes you get burnt out on being a police officer. And instead of letting those guys vest a pension and walk away to go do something else, maybe come back in a few years, we force them to stay at the same job. And you got to stay at the same job to get your pension. And that's just a bad model. When a police officer hits burnout, he can't get up and be nice to people after a while, it's time for him to go. And, you know, these guys are adults. They know when they've been there too long. We need to come up with a much more learned and much more